Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Wherever you might be, whomever you might be, a warm welcome. So we'll do a little bit of a guided meditation. Coming into our meditation posture in a relaxed, easy manner, not forcing some stiffness, but not being cavalier or casual in terms of half-heartedness, maybe is the better word. And can we sit, whether that's literal or metaphorical, can we sit and know that we're sitting? What does this body sitting feel like right now? Think about the body in just a general sense, noticing the posture, noticing the pressure of whatever it is we're sitting on, pressure against the body. And maybe noticing a general mood of the body. You could think of this in terms of energy. Does it feel like there's too much energy, restlessness, want to go, want to do anything except sit here? Maybe not enough energy, getting tired and drowsy, or maybe we're like Goldilocks. There's enough. It's just right. Just enough energy. And we can also tune into the more specifics about the body. And for this guided meditation, we'll take a particular approach. That is, we'll do a scan of the body. Just noticing, where are there pleasant sensations? The pleasantness might be very subtle. Maybe the hands are touching something smooth. Maybe it feels good to be grounded, rooted, connected to whatever it is you're sitting on. Maybe it feels nice to have the spine upright. I'm kind of jumping all around the body. Sometimes it's helpful to do a scan from the top of the head down. down to the feet. Just noticing the pleasant sensations. Sometimes it's helpful to use a little label, pleasant. You don't have to do that if it feels too cumbersome, but it can be helpful. Feeling the smoothness of the breath, perhaps, as being pleasant. Maybe there's a little bit of a pleasant sensation with the stretching that happens with breathing. And we can do the same type of scan, except this time noticing the unpleasant sensations. Maybe there's a knee that's a little uncomfortable. We can scan from the top of the head, taking our time and not in any hurry, and going down, noticing what's a little bit unpleasant, or maybe greatly unpleasant. Can we do this in a relaxed, easy manner? We don't have to fix anything. We don't have to make anything happen. We're just categorizing the different sensations, experiences. Can we keep it simple? Just unpleasant. No need to go into the story about how you have to fix it or why it's unpleasant. Just unpleasant. And then, can we do this exercise of a body scan one more time? Noticing what is neither pleasant nor unpleasant. What is neutral? These sensations might be very quiet. Sometimes we might feel a bit lost. Well, what do you mean, neutral? Earlobes most often are neutral, unless they were recently pierced, or elbows. The back of the arms in general. Without straining, without pushing, just noticing neutral sensations. And then you can just open it up to noticing whatever sensations there are, and noticing whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral. you might feel that as we gently label our experience, sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, it really simplifies our experience, kind of disrupts the momentum of story making or the proliferation of thoughts, just by saying, oh, this is unpleasant. Supports the ending of this feeling that it has to be different. No, it's just unpleasant. This simplifying might create some spaciousness in our experience, less busyness in our experience. simplifying our experience, to just noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral sensations can be a way in which we can kind of settle down. It takes a little bit of attention, a little bit of quietness to notice the sensations, the affective, the hedonic quality of the sensations. And that way it can simplify and make more spacious our experience. And that way our capacity to be with difficult experiences increases as we learn this skill of simplifying them down just to pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And this way of increasing our capacity helps us help others so that we might be available either in the midst of our own difficulties or more general difficulties, societal difficulties, or maybe we could be available for them also, for others. In this way, our practice supports not only ourselves, but others. So may our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.